My name is Dylan, and to start my talk off, I don't really know the day I gave my life to Christ, but I can definitely tell you the date that I surrendered my life to Christ. So, when I got to OU, it was probably the first time that I actually took my faith serious. I remember just being a part of crew, being a part of the community, learning so much. And I learned so much about who God was and what he had for my life. However, I didn't take any of those teachings serious. I remember when I was here at OU, I'd put on my Christian mask and play the game pretty much. And then every other weekend, I'd go up and see my girlfriend up in Toledo. And we would cross boundaries. I would do a lot of things I should have not been doing. I'd go out and all this other stuff. And to be honest, no one at OU truly knew what I was doing. But to be honest, it was all right for me. I just felt that was all right. But I remember going into my sophomore year of just the weight of my sins kind of hitting me. I remember I couldn't be honest with anyone. I was never honest about what I was doing. And I just remember living a life so apart from God, and no one ever truly knew. And I remember when I walked into spring semester of sophomore year, and I got to the point where it was something's got to change. But I knew that even with those changes, hard decisions had to be made. And the first hard decision happened around April 2023. I remember I knew I had to tell somebody. I had to fess up to what I was doing and just let others into that battle. And I remember the person that I went up to was Carson Miller. I remember telling him everything I did. And it was one of the most gut-wrenching conversations I've had with anybody, because I knew that what I was doing was nowhere near where God wanted me. But I was met with just so much mercy from Carson and so much care. And I remember him giving me the answer that I didn't want to hear, but I needed to hear. And I remember I prayed and prayed and prayed on it for so long. I bet it was probably a month or two, maybe a month. It was a month, but I think so. The date that I could tell you that I surrendered my life to Christ was May 6, 2023. That was the day I drove up to Toledo and broke up with my girlfriend of 5 years. I remember that was easily the hardest and longest car ride I've ever been a part of, just sitting in the car and thinking over my decision and what I was about to do. And I remember when I made it, just the pain in her face and just the pain in my decision. I had thrown away all our plans, all my plans, and I felt my future just ripped out from under me. But there was also something that was super interesting about that decision. Besides all the pain that I felt in that decision, it was almost like I was given a blank slate. And the idea of God pretty much told me I could do whatever I wanted to follow him. I had nothing in my way. And I remember that summer, I went on a mission trip up in Cleveland. It's I've been thinking about it all summer and just didn't have really the time to do it. And now the time was there. And to be honest with you, this wasn't a pretty mission trip. This was easily the most challenging thing I've ever done in my life, all summer long. And if I have stories upon stories upon stories. So if you ever want to know what I did, come up and ask me. But I remember some of the things that I wrestled with when I was there. I wrestled with doubt in my decision. I thought about that decision for so long. Had I made the right decision? Another thing was it was the first time that I was truly alone in my life. I was with a bunch of people that I didn't even know. And I couldn't tell them how I felt really. And so it was the one time that I really had to rely on God. There was nobody else but God in my life at that point. And even with the challenges, the doubts, the problems, the disappointments, I wouldn't trade that summer for the world. The amount of growth that I had in that summer, the amount of life change I had in that summer, is why I'm here today and who I am today. And I would never change it for the world. And what was so great about that decision is it all started back on that decision on May 6th. I surrendered my plans, my future, and my everything to God. And to be honest, this is what God calls us to do. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus even calls us to do this. My bad. The verses that he gives us is, Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? And after saying these words, Jesus would then go and sacrifice his whole life on the cross, just so that we could have a relationship with God. And the big thing is, that commandment wasn't only for Jesus. As followers of Christ, Jesus commands us to take our turn into sacrificing our lives and picking up our cross. And I want to be honest, that has got to be one of the scariest commandments. And it is met with so much disappointment and loss and doubt in our lives. However, I want to tell you right now, just like Jesus said in the passage, what waits for you on the other side is a life that God wants you to have. And it is better than anything you could even imagine. I want to say, if any of this hit home or connected with you, I would just love to talk to you. I know I would have loved to talk to somebody at that point, and it really would have helped me along. So don't be afraid to come up and talk to me. I'll be sitting up here packing probably the piano up. My name is Dylan, and that was my 180 story.